Canada is facing an intense fire season. Wildfires have been burning in the west, in Alberta and British Columbia, forcing thousands of people from their homes. And in Nova Scotia to the east, firefighters battled multiple wildfires deemed out of control. Now, this past weekend brought some welcome rain. And now most fires in Nova Scotia are still burning but considered under control. In Halifax, Nova Scotia, about 16,000 people evacuated, and now some are returning home. More than 150 homes were destroyed. The mayor of Halifax, Mike Savage, is on the line with us now. Mayor, welcome.
How you doing?
Well over here. I'm sorry you're joining us to talk about this. How much did the rains help over the weekend?
Well, the rain certainly helped a lot. We had a very hot week last week, so the fires started a week ago yesterday in Halifax, this is. So there's Nova Scotia. Halifax is a urban, suburban, and rural population. The fires started Sunday night, and then we had a hot week, but also a very windy week, which really drove the flames, you know, very high, and you know, into neighborhood subdivisions where we had to evacuate people. So on the weekend, for sure, the rain helped us a lot, and we're expected to have rain on and off for a few days.
I understand one wildfire in Shelburne County, the Barrington Lake Fire, is the largest ever recorded in Nova Scotia. Has that been contained yet?
I don't think it's been contained. It's a certain percentage under control. I don't know what the number is. It has been a very tough year. Just as a context, we found out yesterday that Nova Scotia has lost 27,000 hectares of land, of woods, to fire this year, and the average is below 1,000 for an entire season. So this is very dramatic for us.
Yeah, wildfires do occur in Nova Scotia. Why is this such a horrific fire season?
Couple of reasons. We didn't have a particularly brutal winter like we sometimes have, so the ground wasn't soaked with snow and ice and consequently water, so it was a bit of a weird season. And then, you know, we just had, it doesn't take very much to start a fire, and when it starts in the woods and there's fuel there, you know, wildfires just have a life and a will off their own. But what I think really we were calling this one is a wind-driven fire. And so when it's hot and dry and windy, those are the perfect conditions, the perfect fuel conditions for a fire to take off. And that's what we saw here in Halifax and in Shelburne a couple of hours to the south.
I understand many who evacuated their homes in Halifax are starting to return to their homes. But in the hardest hit areas, what are the critical needs people have?
Well, yeah, so there was overall over 16,000 people evacuated. There's now about 5,000 people, I think, that are still out of their homes. And in some of those areas, although we've had rain and the fire is considered managed, there still is the potential for flare-ups. There's you know, fire guys tell me up here that they've seen fires hide for weeks underground. So that's an issue, but water quality is a big issue. Air quality is a big issue. This is not an area that is serviced by city water. This is mainly a well, so people have to be very careful about the water. We want to test all the water before people go back in. We're working with our provincial government, Department of Environment, to test the water. There's debris. There's a whole host of different challenges that come as people start to move back into these neighborhoods.
Yeah. And briefly, Mayor, I'm down in the Mid-Atlantic in the Washington, D.C. area where the smoke and the air quality warnings have come all the way down. We are all connected here, are we not?
We sure are. And as you would know, you know, wildfires are just taking off. I mean, we had the horrific fires in Fort McMurray a few years ago. There's fires out of control now in Ontario and Quebec and B.C. and Alberta and probably other places. And so with the changing in the climate, not only are we getting, you know, fires that we haven't seen before, but in the fall we had Hurricane Fiona, which is the third or fourth hurricane that we've had in the last 5 or 6 years, which used to be once in a 100-year thing. So the climate's changing, and we have to be prepared for it.
Mike Savage is mayor of Halifax. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.